Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Michael Moore has been secretly working on a Donald Trump documentary called Fahrenheit 11/9, which marks the day Donald Trump became president-elect. Now, Hollywood heavyweights Harvey and Bob Weinstein announced yesterday they have already secured worldwide rights to the film before it's even finished. Both he and Harvey are hyping up the film, saying it will present a storyline unlike any that is currently being told before they even shop it at Cannes, which, by the way, officially opens today. Now, Moore has been working on this film for months, and he promises this documentary will be explosive. Moore says, no matter what you throw at him, it hasn't worked. No matter what is revealed, he remains standing. Facts, reality, brains can't defeat him. Even when he commits a self-inflicted wound, he gets up the next morning and keeps going and tweeting. That all ends with this movie. Well, Michael, we sure hope so. We are counting on you, so bring it on, honey. And in what has become a really big growing problem here in Los Angeles, another entertainer has been robbed. This time it was Kendall Jenner's boyfriend, ASAP Rocky. Now, men showed up last night at his home and got off with $1.5 million worth of goods, which included some jewelry. The 28-year-old hitmaker, whose real name, by the way, is Rakeem Mayers, was not at home at the time of the incident, and neither was his Vogue model girlfriend. But at 11:30, three male suspects knocked at the door, and when a woman, who is a relative of the rapper, answered the door, the suspects pulled a gun on her and forced their way into the house. Now, the robbers grabbed the woman, tied her up, took her around the house while they found all the Harlem natives' cash and jewelry, and fortunately, it appears she was not injured. They did leave her tied up. Police found her. They also found the rapper safe outside of the home, which they did not take with them as they got off in a getaway car. Boy, this has been happening a lot in this community, and I'm sure the police are going to put a stop to this. Now, Bill Cosby says he will not testify at his upcoming trial for sexual abuse, which is probably a good thing. See, the last time he testified at his deposition, at least he told the truth, which is why he is now going to trial. This time, he's leaving it up to the legal team. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.